Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to the Red Men TV. It is Daily News Time. We are still partnered up with Unibet, bringing you all the latest Liverpool transfer news and gossip. If you do want more, then do go over and check that Unibet blog out. Ross has written a fantastic article. It has ruffled some feathers, shall we say. But it is absolutely fantastic. He's not the only good writer over there. Gareth Roberts from The Wrap is over there as well. And there's breaking news all the time over there. Click the link in the description. Get over there. Get involved. Before you do that, let's listen to the Liverpool news that we've got for you, though. James Pearce on his final day at the Liverpool Echo.
No. It's a big day in journalism for Liverpool, isn't it? Gutted.
If you're watching, James, and I doubt you will be, because, you know, we're regurgitating your stories. If you're looking for new news, you're in the wrong place. Yeah. But if you are watching, James, it's been fantastic to watch you grow as a journalist over the last few years. You've been a good friend and a help to us as well. So thank you very much. And we will talk about James's last big story, maybe, for the Liverpool Echo. And that is laying out the position Liverpool have served on Divock Origi as he enters the final year of his contract. Ross Chandley, Liverpool are not going to sell him, according to Mr. James Pearce, or Bad News Pearce, as he's also known.
This isn't bad news, though. This might be his final nugget of good news, mightn't it? Hopefully it's not. Maybe he's got something else later on. But, fine. We already
he's going to drop a bombshell, isn't he?
Yeah.
And just
clear his desk and go. Announce him back in and go. Or a handshake tweet and then he'll get off.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
I'm fine with this. We already knew this was going to happen. I think Liverpool came out. Mel already did an article about a week or so ago saying exactly the same thing. You know, this debate over his contract, what he's trying to do on, because he's going to his final year. But Liverpool said, you know, regardless, we're not going to sell him. You know, we don't need the money. We need to play next season. I think this is all built towards something that we said for, you know, quite a while now. Of it's important to have a team and to have options. Okay, you know, 6 months ago, you saw Divock Origi on the bench, you probably would have gone, oh yeah, it's time, whatever. But he's come to some good form. His confidence is built up. And for the first time since probably before he got his injury, he's got a role within the side. Like, I don't know what, yeah. I didn't know like what he was supposed to be. And like, you know, we tried him out right, he didn't work up front on his own, he didn't really work. And he was good in Europeans, particularly the two Dortmund games you probably remember. And then he obviously got injured against Everton with a shithouse tackle. And then he kind of dipped off. We went to Wolfsburg. His confidence is probably low. He's come back. Jürgen's had a word with him and he's gone, yeah, you know, you good.
Pretty incredible 1.5 minute summarisation of Divock's entire Liverpool career. Even going back through the games in the Europa League run against Dortmund. It was pretty impressive, to be honest. I didn't zone out at all. So, one of the things that James has said is the Reds intend to keep the Champions League final hero on board for the 1920 season, regardless of whether he pens an extension over the coming weeks or not. Origi was actually talking over, he's with Belgium at the moment, isn't he? He said he wants to concentrate on their two games and he doesn't want to think about it until those games are over, but that he was looking forward to getting back to Liverpool and striving to achieve what the squad want to achieve this season, which is a Premier League, defending the Champions League, winning other trophies as well. So all good. On to some more rumours and stuff. Leave us your thoughts on the Origi stuff, actually, in the comments section. On to some of the rumours. Tottenham, Arsenal, Liverpool, Juan Caballos. This is another one. 22-year-old midfielder from Real Madrid. Thought of more as an attacking player, a little bit like a Naby Keita, maybe a little bit box-to-box. He is now on a holiday, but apparently Tottenham, Arsenal, Liverpool are all interested. And actually, if you scroll down in this article, it's quite nice here. There is a third team from England who are keeping an eye on things too, Liverpool. They've moved discreetly, but their interest has grown in recent weeks. The Champions League holders would not consider a loan move and would instead want to buy him outright without any chance for Madrid to buy him back, which I kind of like. It makes me believe this a little bit. I don't know where you sit on this, in that they're actually saying Liverpool are moving discreetly, which I think anything that says that Liverpool are interested and all that type of stuff, and they're very upfront about it, I tend not to believe. I don't know if there's a shred of truth in this, but it wouldn't surprise me if Liverpool were moving discreetly for somebody.
Yeah, I think we were keeping tabs on quite a few players, whether there's concrete interest in those. I think we've seen over the past 2-3 transfer windows, Liverpool will look out for the right player at the right price. And I think you can't focus on one person, because that doesn't always work out. You've got to keep your options open. I think this sounds like what Liverpool are doing. I think at 22 years of age, if you look at, I don't know, James Milner, Lallana, Henderson, all coming to in the 30s, or you know, coming up to the 30s at Henderson, is, you know, you need to kind of plan for the future as well. So if someone who's 22, 27 in August, I think it said in the article, you know,
23 in August, what?
Yeah, sorry, yeah, 23 in August.
You know, how did you do that?
I don't know.
He's 22, but he's 27 in August.
Next August. Yeah. You know, you're looking towards the future, you're building towards something, and, you know, you're getting someone, as Liverpool have done, like kind of before that kind of prime years that they kind of kick into, and you get your value out of them.
Yeah, that's it. And you could see why he'd want to move to Liverpool. We're European champions. Anyway, we'll move on. Liverpool have apparently expressed concern and have actually spoken to FIFA about the potential tapping up of Bobby Adekanye, who has just moved to Lazio a day or so ago. So this happened really because Adekanye spoke out to the press in March saying that he was talking to Lazio. Now, as an under-21 player, you're not actually allowed to discuss Bosman's. It's not the same for like an over-23 player where you can discuss it in January or on the 1st of January until your contract runs out. Because they're under 21, you're not actually allowed to speak to anybody. And because he's talking about that in the press, Liverpool have said, like, listen, tapping up there, you know what I mean?
I hate teams that do that.
Yeah, sly in it. But you know what? If someone's done it against you, you have to actually say something. I don't know what the end game is here, but obviously I think the fee was 270,000, which is just about covers his training at Liverpool over the last few years and stuff. So you might get a little bit more on top of that, or Lazio might find himself a little bit out of pocket somewhere else. A quite interesting one. Liverpool have had 5 Premier League fixtures in August and September be rescheduled. They are Arsenal, Burnley, Newcastle, Chelsea and Sheffield United. I almost struggled with the Burnley one then. I looked down and I was like, badge, Burnley. Yes, it's Burnley. Okay. Couple of 5:30 kickoffs. Arsenal and Burnley. Newcastle's been moved to a 12:30. That one is after an international break, is it?
Yeah.
So that one could be a tough one for us. Chelsea moved to 4:30 on the Sunday, and a big game against Sheffield United, 12:30 away. Standard, we've come to expect that Liverpool got the most money out of the TV deal last season for the amount of times that we were on the television. I'd fully expect us to be exactly the same. We're the best side in this league, we're the best side in Europe. We play great football. Why wouldn't you want to see Mo Salah, Mane and Firmino rip this shit up? So we'll move on. Champions League qualification change, which could help Manchester United, Arsenal, Liverpool. Like, I'm not sure it helps Liverpool because we're just going to win it every year, so that we're just going to get in that way.
Yeah,
but what they're talking about, and they are just talking about this at the moment, UEFA, Ross, is that they're going to say if you get to the quarterfinals, you get a place in next season's Champions League.
Why?
I don't know. They just want it to be a close shot, mate.
So you could get in the quarterfinals, get knocked out, but you could finish 15th in the league, but you'd still win the Champions League next season.
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid.
It's crackers enough anyway, the Champions League, that not only the champions get into it, but we have been dealing with that for the best part of 20 years, so what we understand it.
So what happens if you finish fourth and you weren't in the Champions League the season
before? Well, I don't know. They are just talking about this at the moment. So listen, UEFA chief Alexander Kefferin has revealed they are set to discuss protecting teams who go deep into the Champions League by handing them a guaranteed spot in the competition. Oh, you naughty boy. Ooh. Following the season. It would mean the clubs who reach the semi-finals will qualify regardless of where they finish in the Leicester League, but they also hinted the move could protect teams as far back as the quarterfinals. As he name-dropped, Leicester City reached the quarterfinals the year after they won the Premier League. The change would hand a boost to Premier League clubs given the notorious difficulty in making the top four. It sounds to me, right, and I'm just going out on a limb here, that they don't think Manchester United and Arsenal are guaranteed to get into the Champions League
and
every season.
They don't like it.
And they've lost 2 sides with a massive draw. Mm. And they're going to find some kind of a way to get them in if they ever get back in. The problem
but
is,
they can't get back in,
they're not getting back in. Because we're not going to let them. Because the top four this season is going to be Liverpool, Man City, Tottenham, Chelsea.
What are they doing? They'd have to open up to more teams, surely. Well,
they're going to 48 teams. They just want it to be a closed shop. That's all they want. And then the thing is, if you're opening up to more teams, the likelihood is most of those teams who get to the quarterfinals would qualify anyway. Mm. So what you're doing is you're probably going to bring in a few shitter teams, right? And then the teams that get into the group stages are almost all going to get into the last 16 anyway, the good ones. It's absolutely balmy.
They should have another competition for teams that finish 5th, 6th and 7th and let them do their own thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. And if you get knocked out the early stages of the Champions League, just go in that.
No, don't.
No.
Don't go in the Europa League.
No.
Because that's shit as well. If you get knocked out, get knocked out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you're in Europa League and you're doing dead well, you go, oh, shit, here comes Napoli or something.
Yeah, it's not fair on them. Like, it's like getting knocked out of the FA Cup and going in the EFL trophy. You know what I mean? It's like Liverpool getting knocked out in the first round. How gutted would you be if you're every other team in the AFL trophy?
Yeah.
And then Liverpool are there just going to play the kids and win the competition. Well, we'll find out if that happens actually this season coming up anyway. Salah's missed Egypt training due to a cold. New CU.
Yep. Didn't know that.
Bit of a doubt. So he's missed the last training session ahead of the round of 16 as he's suffering from a cold and late scare for the Pharaohs. Salah may be a doubt for the round of 16 clash with South Africa.
Big game.
And once again, he's out with a cold. That's three times in three sentences. Well done. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine that this will keep him out for long, but it is what it is. And final news story before we actually have some time to do some comments. Liverpool confirmed the list of 16 players returned for the first day of pre-season. It's Arroyo, Brewster, Klein, Fabinho, Gomez, Kent, Hoover, Jones, Lallana, Matip, Milner, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Phillips, Vandenberg, Wilson and Woodburn.
Got the first comment.
Why isn't Fekir there? Is he injured? Class. For fuck's sake, George. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I mean, I think we knew that anyway, and it sounds... Let's get into some of the comments. And oh, there's my face. Let's get rid of that. Mm-hmm. What an ugly bastard. Mm. Let's go to pop-up chat.
Carl O'Daly says, happy to hold on to Origi, but we need to bring in another forward in, if only to replace Sturridge. Never mind, actually pushing on. So he wants another forward.
I want one anyway. It's not even Sturridge. Like, Sturridge didn't get that much game time, and some of the games he did play, he wasn't really effective. I know he scored a screamer against Chelsea, like, but you know, I said this yesterday, you want people to push the front three or someone where you can have a rest and you haven't got a massive drop off in quality of finishes, someone who can play the wings as well without looking at the bench. And you know, without disrespect to Origi Shaqiri, if you know Origi might not sign a new contract, you still need to plan for the future and kind of bed someone in rather than Origi going and going, okay, now let's look for someone or let's get someone in.
I know, I agree. I think I want Liverpool to sign a forward, but I've said it a few times and I don't like repeating myself, but I am going to say it. I do think that Brewster's going to have a massive season this year if we don't sign anybody. It's just blindingly obvious to me that we need a forward, and if we're not signing a forward, then Brewster must be an unbelievable talent who we have massive faith in. But that being said, I'm still looking at those wings and thinking, where can we get someone in? Now, Brewster's got a lot of pace, and I think a good way to integrate a player like that, he's not going to take Bobby's position straight away, even though he might be a number nine, but you can get him in on the wing. Look at Mbappe. I mean, his future probably sits at number nine to Cavani, not playing there for PSG, but he's been getting game time. He's still young and he's amazing now, world class now. We've still been getting game time on the wing. It's a nice place where you get a little bit more time on the ball. You can use that pace to hurt defenders. So maybe Brewster could be used there. That's the only thing that I can think of. But I don't think that Liverpool are really looking to sign anyone for big money. But I do think if the right player becomes available, we will be opportunistic and we will try and sign them. I just think we've got a bit of money, but right now there's no players out there that we think present good value for money or improve the squad significantly enough. And that's kind of like the Van Dijk stuff, isn't it? You know, we had 75 million sat in the bank for a defender. Klopp waited and got his man.
And Alisson,
you know. But the Van Dijk one is, we wanted to sign him in the summer. We didn't get him. We waited. We got the right player. Now, if the right player isn't available now, we might get him in January. We might get him next season. Klopp is not going to spunk £90 million on a player that he doesn't think will improve us. Yeah. I just don't see it. It's just undoing all the good work that he's done.
Yeah, and it seems, I get, we said this yesterday, you know, the argument of, you know, City spending money left, right and centre because that's what they do. But again, we said yesterday, it's not the only way you can go and do things. There's a lot of pressure on Rian Brewster, I think, if he was to go and do that. But we don't know what goes on behind the scenes. We don't know what he's like in training. You know, we've had people in here that have told us before, the rumours are, you know, the excitement, the buzz around him was like akin to Michael Owen, you know, when he was in the academy and stuff. So, you know, why go and waste money when you don't need to?
Andreas Colmenares, we're talking about the possibility of getting Dembele on loan with the option to buy. Thoughts? I mean... I don't know whether I've seen anything like this in the news, but if you just want me to comment on them talking about it, then that seems like a good move for me, you know what I mean? If you're trying to get somebody on loan to buy, that kind of makes sense. You can see them. The problem is with these loan to buy deals, I suppose, at the moment, is a lot of them have compulsory buys at the end of them. Liverpool, I think, would have to negotiate a non-compulsory buy because you're probably looking at £90 to £100 million. As I say, I do think Liverpool have got the money if the right player becomes available. And if he was the right player, I think they'd probably just go and buy him because I feel like he is available to buy. If I don't feel like Barcelona want him around long term. So I understand the loan to buy, but I think it's more of a seeing what his character's like, because there are question marks about it, seeing how you can integrate him in the squad, but then not necessarily having to buy him, I suppose, Ross.
Yeah, and I think a lot of this depends on the Neymar deal as well. You know, if Neymar comes in, you know, he might be, you know, one of the players that goes the other way, or there might not be any room for him in the team, and he might change his mind and want to leave. He kicks off a fuss, then he might go. Like you said, the problem with a loan thing, if you've got to buy them at the end of it, it might not work out, and you don't know that, do you, really, until, like you said, you just assess them. But, like, if you loan them and then his value goes up, if you don't do that, then why would you go and do that? Why would you try? Klopp said this before, why would you try and play up for a year to get rid of him? It's pointless.
Yeah, I mean, Liverpool have set precedence in this type of a move before, isn't there? You know, we couldn't get Naby Keita the season that we wanted him. We bought him the season after it and we locked the price in.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe that would have been more like what you're trying to talk about there.
How would you go about scouting a forward, Chris?
Well, you know what? I'd go to the redmentv.com and check out the forwards one that's about to come out this week, to be perfectly honest with you. We look at 200 forwards. Absolutely fantastic. There was a question there about Zaha. Apologies, I've just lost it. Oh, there we go. Dave Lawley, what do you think of signing Zaha for about 60 million quid? I'd be all over that, to be perfectly honest with you. I think he's bosh.
Yeah, I think a lot of people question the price tag for him, but I think he's proven time and time again how good he can be. And I think having somebody who runs as direct as he does, you know, it's like Marley's having someone constantly running at you, constantly being a nightmare, he'll just tear defenders apart. And you think, not even necessarily coming off the bench, like if you've got options, where I said this loads of times before, you can rest Marley, for example, he's playing three games a week, sound like Zaha instead.
All over that. A little bit of that. Well, there you go. That has been the Daily News show for today. Before you go, though, do check out Red Men News. It's launching next Monday. This will be the last news show that is put onto this channel. So go over there. The link is in the description. Tom's just put the link into the comments as well. Click that. Subscribe. Red Men TV Daily News will be there from Monday onwards. I'd really love it if you could get us to 10,000 subscribers before we launch. That would be absolutely flipping fantastic. Thank you very much. Don't forget to check out the redbetv.com and Unibet. Thank you to Tom behind the camera. Thank you to Ross for joining me. Thank you to Dan for putting the agenda together. Cheers. We'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.